On a Monday morning, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Despite the harsh police crackdown in Tehran, Iran's opposition movement continues to draw protesters into the streets. More are expected when President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is inaugurated for his second term on Wednesday. In a moment, we'll hear about the more than 100 opposition figures who went on trial this weekend on charges that include conspiracy to stage a revolution. But first, we'll look at how the opposition has transformed itself from a presidential campaign to a broader movement. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
It has been a season of political surprises in Iran. It began in May, just a few weeks before Iran's June 12th election. All of a sudden, hundreds of thousands of people were turning out all over Iran to support Mir Hossein Mousavi, the reformist candidate. He chose to make green the symbol of his campaign, and people all over the country were wearing green. It became the Green Movement. On June 13th, when the authorities announced that Ahmadinejad was re-elected president by an improbable 2-1 margin, the Green Movement began its rapid transformation into an opposition. Surprising everyone, says Faradeh Farhi, an Iranian specialist at the University of Hawaii.
Most people did not expect this kind of popular outrage. Furthermore, they did not expect this popular outrage to persist.
The outrage was further fueled by the violent methods the government used to try to crush the movement. In this cell phone video posted on YouTube in late July, a helmeted policeman shoots at demonstrators with a rifle. A man in plain clothes also shoots at demonstrators with a pistol. One protester falls and a half dozen come to his aid. The people making the video holler at the demonstrators, giving them directions on where to go to get away from the police. Despite this kind of violence, thousands still turn out to challenge the government. They don't number in the millions as they did back in June. But there are still many women, older people, some poorly dressed protesters to supplement the young men largely from the educated middle class who are taking the worst beating. After a lull, it looks like the protest movement is again gaining strength, says Hamid Dabashi, professor of Iranian studies at Columbia University.
It is precisely because the ruling elite of the Islamic Republic is conscious of the snowballing effect of these demonstrations, that they are cracking down on them so severely and violently. And I'm absolutely convinced that it will continue. This is no longer just in reaction to the presidential election. This has assumed a life of its own.
What the opposition movement wants is not entirely clear. In demonstrations, the chant, "Down with the dictator," predominates. There is a certain ambiguity to that, which seems to suit protesters of different stripes. It could be directed against Ahmadinejad, but also at Iran's supreme leader himself, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, which would be a more profound challenge to the foundation of the Islamic Republic, says Faradeh Farhi.
I think it has ultimately been directed at the supreme leader precisely because he has chosen to take responsibility not only for the fraud that occurred during the election, but also by threatening violence after the election and actually implementing violence after the election.
It is also not clear who is leading this movement, if anyone. Ostensibly, Mousavi is its leader, but his actions have been severely restricted. He rarely appears in public and is confined to posting his views on websites. Some of Iran's prominent political figures, such as former presidents Rafsanjani and Hatemi, have attempted to set specific goals for the movement, but with little real impact, says Mehrzad Borojerdi, a professor of Middle East Studies at Syracuse University.
Politicians of the ilk of Rafsanjani and Khatami are trying to see if there is any, you know, middle of the road type of a solution, either by calling for a referendum or by asking for, you know, the release of, you know, political prisoners. I don't think that this is going to satisfy the citizenry anymore, and it seems to me that that ship has already left the port.
The demands of the opposition remain vague, but that could change. Repression often breeds radicalization, which could lead to new surprises in the astounding political drama that still has Iran in its grip. Mike Schuster, NPR News.